A 19th-century German nun, Sister Anne Catherine Emmerich, came a step closer to sainthood today. An account of her visions inspired Mel Gibson's film The Passion of the Christ. Pope John Paul beatified Sister Anne Catherine, along with Karl I, the last emperor of Austro-Hungary, and three other Catholics. They're all now just one step below sainthood.
Signore, figlio del Padre,
today's Vatican ceremony stirred some controversy, particularly the elevation of Sister Anne Catherine. To find out more, we've called John Allen, Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter. Welcome, John.
Hi, John.
John, tell us about Sister Anne Catherine's visions. I understand there's some suspicion about whether they're really hers.
Well, the official Vatican position, actually, is that they are largely the work of a German Romantic poet by the name of Clemens Brentano, who came into Sister Anne Catherine's life towards the end and became quite a devotee of hers, and listened to her describe her visions and then went off and fleshed them out, so to speak, and perhaps dramatized them a bit. And because it's not clear how much in the actual book is the original insight of Sister Anne Catherine and how much is the romantic embellishment of Brentano, the Vatican took the position that they were not going to consider the content of the visions in the beatification process. Now, obviously, this is a distinction that is somewhat lost on the broader court of public opinion, and I think a lot of people will see this as, in some sense, an endorsement from the Vatican of the visions.
The Anti-Defamation League, in fact, is already upset about the Mel Gibson movie, and it's expressed concern about this beatification. It says, quote, anti-Semitism was fomented in Sister Anne Catherine's name. How has the Vatican responded to this?
Well, I think this is one of those classic cases in which there's sort of a clash of cultures between the Vatican and the outside world. I mean, from the Vatican's point of view, a beatification and an eventual canonization is never an endorsement of the particular theological or political position someone took during their life. It's instead a judgment about what the Vatican calls their heroic virtue, which basically means the quality of their interior life, the quality of their devotion, their prayer, their private relationship with God.
Well, so what is it about Sister Anne Catherine's life that puts her on the road to sainthood?
Well, you know, bear in mind, the promoters of her cause were the Augustinian sisters. She was an Augustinian nun. Their contention is that she, particularly in the last years of her life when she was quite ill, that she bore this illness with great courage and with great resolution. And in addition, that she was gifted with certain sort of signs of deep spirituality, and the most, I suppose, spectacular of which being that for a number of years she bore the stigmata, that is the five wounds of Christ.
I also understand that she survived for her last 10 years on only communion hosts and water. Is that part of this consideration as well?
Sure. I mean, that would all be part of the, I suppose, the big picture of the way in which she bore this this illness in the last years of her life with heroic faith, again, in the technical canonical language, heroic virtue. And in a sense, it would be her willingness, her ability to bear suffering and to translate that suffering into the language of the love of God and spiritual devotion that would be the heart of her case for beatification.
You know, I think it can be hard for non-Catholics and even some Catholics to sort of understand how this stigmata, this self-imposed suffering, can actually qualify one for sainthood.
Yeah, I think it's a tough one. But, you know, the Catholic spiritual theology has always seen a positive value to suffering if it is somehow united to the suffering of Christ on the cross. Every year, for example, the Pope John Paul II will put out a message to the sick people of the world, and he makes this point over and over again. And, of course, he himself these days, you know, given his increasing physical limitations, is in some sense a symbol of that.
Pope John Paul beatified five Catholics today. He's pushed many Catholics along the road to sainthood during his tenure. Why this push to swell the ranks of the saints?
Well, I think when John Paul was elected in 1978, he had a profound conviction that the twin forces of secularism and modernization in the developed West were leading a lot of people to conclude that personal holiness was a sort of dusty relic of a bygone era and that the church was sort of done producing saints. And I think he believed that that was simply wrong, and he wanted to offer the world models of holiness in the here and now.
John Allen, Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter, thanks very much.
Thank you, John.
If you find inspiration or aggravation in what you hear on our show, please let us know. Send an email to watc@npr.org. Include your phone number, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.